straddled that Greyhound and rode him into Raleigh and on across Caroline. We stopped in Charlotte, but bypass the Rock Hill, we never was a minute late. And we was 90 miles out of Atlanta by sundown, rolling across the Georgia State.
That is so great. Is that Brad Paisley and you? Is that that same album? Which one
is that one? Brad Paisley is just one of 14 guys on that album.
Who is that?
That's me and Jerry Donahue, who's a wonderful guitar player.
Oh.
And the singer is a guy named Sweet Mikey C.
Fantastic.
From Nashville, who's a good buddy of mine.
So it's Arlen Roth. So how do we get that album? What album is that?
It's called the Slide Guitar Summit.
Oh,
love it. Big hit all over the world.
Slide Guitar Summit. My husband will love this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's... You know, anywhere.
And is that you on the slide guitar?
Yeah, oh yeah. That's me bending. I'm bending strings.
What does that mean? Like,
you know, bending with my fingers. I'm also an innovator in that style, you know. But sometimes I think
What's it called? Slide Guitar?
Slide Guitar Summit.
Summit. Slide Guitar Summit.
The last album that Johnny Winter ever recorded.
Wow.
And that
was a great album.
Kicked it off. Yeah, oh, big hit. I got to do it. I remember I got to do it on the radio with Dan Aykroyd because he had the blues that show.
Sure, the Blues Brothers. Yeah.
Well, when I did Saturday Night Live with Art Garfunkel, suddenly Belushi walks in with shades and a hat, and he says, "You got to put these on. We're going to go. We're going to warm up the audience, and this is on Saturday. You know, right before the live show hits, and we're going to sing a blues song. We're just going to kid around." So I had to teach him Rocket 88. He said, "I need lyrics to a song." Well, Herjlup, he's like this. He's writing them down, you know, on a napkin. And then we went out there and did it. So
come
Dan
on.
Aykroyd let me tell that story on that show about how we kind of kicked off the Blues Brothers just kidding around
on that show.
Yeah. It was such a funny show. Andy Kaufman was on the show. I got to hang out with Andy Kaufman. He was like reading The Great Gatsby to the audience, you know. Only Gatsby. I'm like, this guy is really wild.
Were you part of the Saturday Night Live orchestra at that
time?
No,
I was just playing with Art Garfunkel.
Oh, he was happened the host. To be a guest? Oh, he was a host.
So I was like, "Are you going, Scarborough?" All that. And we played that, and they rioted in
France.
What
great music that is.
I'm like, why are they rioting in France?
Why are they rioting in France?
We're playing, what is it, like Altamont. You know, we're playing Scarborough
Fair.
Yeah,
what's the problem?
Too many people crushing. You know, 100,000, yeah. Soccer stadium.
Parsley,
you know.
Sage.
Rosemary and Thyme.
Oh, what a great... But see, now
every
that...
Every time I cook chicken,
that
I have to remember that.
That was a great songwriting duo,
the
two of them. Brilliant.
That was actually... Well, Artie never really wrote much.
No, it was really Paul.
It was Paul. But that was an old English thing that he adapted.
I see.
Just like he told me, even Bridge Over Troubled Water was something that he adapted from a gospel song.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Great, though.
Oh.
Just great.
Fantastic. I remember we would do... We'd be in front of like 100,000 people. We'd finish with Like a Bridge Over Troubled Water, and everybody's going nuts. And then Paul, as the applause is dying down, Paul starts going like, "I am just a poor boy." And then he's like, "All right, they're cheering even more for me," you know. But we would do The Boxer, which was so beautiful. And so...
What was the dynamic between Simon and Garfunkel? What was the dynamic?
Only what Simon and Garfunkel could possibly do. I mean, they, you know, it's very talked about that they kind of disliked each other and hated. Look, they grew up as kids together.
Forest Hills.
Yeah. They're seventh grade, whatever. Artie likes to talk about lately that he created the monster that is Paul Simon. I'm like, oh, really? But, they're both kind of difficult to work with sometimes, but very appreciative. The ultimate teacher's pet was when I did the Garfunkel tour, and I was playing the Paul Simon parts.
I love it.
Because Artie didn't realize that somebody could do that.
Oh.
So I was like teacher's pet, like, oh, Arlen,
oh,
whatever.
I see.
So it was me and him. And then I got hit by a car in the middle of that tour.
Did you really?
In New York. And next thing you know, I'm having to do the rest of the tour, you know, with a cane and walkers and in a wheelchair.
Thank God your hands were okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Chatting with Arlen Roth. What a life story.
So, such crazy stuff.
Such crazy stuff.
Really. I mean, you know, you got to put yourself out there.
Clearly.
You got to be in it to win it, right?
Yeah.
And at a very young age, and my parents, you know, appreciated that you've got to go out, go up to Woodstock, get heard by everybody.
Yeah, show your stuff.
Because it's not a corporate thing. It's like you're going to, you make yourself move up that ladder.
Yes, yes.
And that ladder goes up and down, you know. So one day you're touring with the biggest tour. Next day you're touring, you're with your band and you're sleeping in a van.
So tell me a little bit about Martin Scorsese and making a movie about Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan's still alive and well.
Sure.
He just turned down the opportunity to personally receive the Nobel Prize in Literature last year.
Right, but then he did take it. He did.
But not in Sweden. It was weird.
Okay.
He didn't go there.
That's weird. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, you're right. He had Patti Smith. Patti Smith, in this new Dylan movie, I'm playing with Patti Smith.
Okay.
And what happened on that fateful night was I was playing with Eric Anderson, so folk singer, you know, take off your thirsty boots, that guy.
Okay.
And he's recorded a few of my songs as well. I had a great, great time on the road with Eric, although very unpredictable as to what would happen. But he said, Erlen, he had a Buffalo accent, Erlen, we're going to decide the survivors of the 70s tonight. I said, what are you talking about? He says, just come down to Gertie's Folk City in the Village, and you'll see. Okay. So there's a rumor Dylan was going to show up, blah, blah, blah. So I come with this little tiny pig-nose amp, because I took the subway down there, with an acoustic guitar and electric guitar. And then before I know it, I'm getting big lights put on me and big mics. I'm saying, what's going on? All of a sudden, Dylan shows up with Joan Baez and his whole entourage.
What year is this about?
74.
Wow.
I had just been on the road with John Prine.
Okay.
And so that night, everybody was there, and I took my spot on stage. Dylan borrowed my Martin guitar, which he put a big gouge in the back of. I was always very proud of it from his belt buckle. He's like, no strap? You have no strap? I'm like, no strap. Sorry, Bob. And Joan Baez was like, oh, you're going to be sorry you lent your guitar to him. And then I was there, you know, with Roger McGuinn and playing with Bette Midler even. Showed.
Really?
In the movie, you see me with Bette Midler.
So they made a movie of this?
Yeah.
That's what the
Martin
Scorsese. Wow.
This night. And Phil Oakes.
Oh, my God.
Who, like, committed suicide a week later.
Oh, wow.
And Phil Oakes was on stage, and he apparently had said that in his memoirs or something that he thought he was always going to get stabbed by someone. And sure enough, there was this big birthday cake in front of the stage, and a guy from the audience grabbed the big knife that was on it and went right for
him.
That's
how he died?
No. He committed suicide.
Right.
But he went right for him. And Eric Anderson, who brought me there, tackled the guy, and the guy's face went straight down in the cake.
Oh, my God.
And he's going, Bob. And Bob's walking out.
Wow.
And Oakes goes, Bob, don't leave. Don't leave. And Dylan's like, I'll be right back. I'll be right back. He actually talks that way, too.
Does he really?
A little bit. A little bit like John Wesley Harding, you know. Nashville skyline. I'll be right back. And he didn't come back. But then I backed up Patti Smith. Allen Ginsberg I backed up. I mean, you know, because everybody just kept coming up. So this
what a
was
night.
It was the surprise beginning of the Rolling Thunder tour.
We've only got a minute. So Martin Scorsese made a movie about that?
Yes, he finally did it. There was an older movie called Rinaldo and Clara, which also showed that I was playing with Jack Elliott, Ramblin' Jack Elliott. But this time, I've got a lot of guitar in that film.
Fantastic.
It's nice. And, you know, 45 years later.
So it's Arlen Roth. It's Hot Licks.
Yeah.
Are Hot Licks videos on YouTube now?
Yeah, they are. And also Hal Leonard and bought the company. You know,
and so Slide Guitar Summit, which we've heard a little bit of.
And the new one is Telly.
And I feel we've only scratched the surface, but what a pleasure it's been, Arlen Roth.
Thanks, my pleasure.
Thanks for dropping by the Lisa Wexler Show
today. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Really fun.
Great to be here.
Really fun. Yeah. Listen, you have a great weekend.
You too. And
we'll be back on Monday behind the mic, and you can hear this on SoundCloud, and you can hear it on, what else? All right, this is it. Paul up at 2.